use next.
You'd probably use next Sunday before
or
you. Okay. Let me see. And if you want to know what time it was on your wrist, you'd look at your
watch.
Okay. And if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's
1:30.
Okay. And then if it was 15 minutes later than that, it's
1:45.
Okay. And then talking about the weather, you might look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
Okay. And if it's been cloudy and then the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, say the weather is
clearing.
Okay. And a heavy rain that lasts just a little while.
A heavy rain?
Yeah. It's real heavy, you know, and it lasts just a little while. What would you call that?
Storm.
Okay. What about if there's thunder with it and lightning?
It's a thunderstorm.
Okay. Let me see. If the wind was very high, you might say all night long the wind
blew.
Okay. And that was bad, but in the past it has
blown.
Okay. If the wind's coming from that direction, it's coming from the
this direction. I don't know my directions.
That direction over there towards
the north, east, southwest.
Okay. Let me see. And then there's a kind of heavy white mist, you know, that seems to come up out of the ground or up out of the river at night.
Fog.
Okay. And if there's a lot of that, you say tonight it's real
foggy.
Okay. And if you haven't had any rain for weeks and weeks, you say you're having a
if you hadn't had any for a long time?
Like they're having over in England right now. They're having a big
oh, a drought.
Yeah. Okay. And if it was cold enough to kill the flowers and the tomatoes?
Frost.
Okay. And I think I already asked you the other ones. Okay. Let me ask you some general questions. Several times I've noticed that you'll... Oh, well, no, let me ask you a different question first. When you were growing up, did you ever have much contact with blacks, black people at all? Did you have them, for example, on your farm working and so on?
Yeah.
Did you ever have any?
Yeah, we used to have this family for just, I guess, probably a couple of years that lived across the fence from us. I guess, what, about a half mile?
Uh-huh.
We all sat across the fence because the fence was up, but that was all.
Did you ever have much contact with them, like with their kids or anything?
No.
And did I ask you, have you ever had much contact with the coastal areas? Didn't we talk about that?
Not very much.
Okay.
We didn't go anywhere when we were small.
Okay. You just
went to school, came home and worked. That was it.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to ask you, I've noticed that, I noticed several times while talking to you that, that you would have very strong feelings towards certain words or towards certain phrases and things like that. And sometimes you would say, well, you know, this is the way I might say it, but this other way is the correct way, and things like that. But what are your attitudes towards language in that way?
Okay, if I can think before I say something, I will try to say it the right way.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes if I don't think it...
Uh-huh. Well, when you talk about one way as being the right way, does that what makes it right in your opinion?
What makes it right? Well, I guess right would be the way that you're taught in school to yeah. say it the right way.
Okay. Does it make a difference who you're talking to?
No.
Well, for example, if you're